Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Four Elements United. Tonight, this is water.
And this is wind.
And tonight, we're going to have the Earth and Wind show. The Water and Wind show. Earth will not be on the show tonight, as well as fire. We may have a fire spotting in the building. But tonight we're going to continue the conversation that we had last week. We were talking about prayer and the power of prayer. And Wind, I know last week you were handling all that, man. So I'm going to turn the reins over to you and let you lead and guide the show, my friend.
Okay, no problem. It is 6:58, so we do still have 2 minutes to the actual show actually officially starts. Do we have any?
Yeah, our apologies. We had a little technical difficulties and a little mix up, but that's why we started a couple of minutes early. So we're gonna, whoever gets on at 7, we'll kind of pick things back up. What'd you say, Earth or Wind?
Do you see people in the queue and on the set?
No, not yet. But let's just go right into it, man. And we'll make it a live show or a regular show for all of our people who are listening to the archive. And everyone who kind of comes in late, they'll be able to pick up. They'll figure it out, man.
All right, no problem. So for those that, again, we do the show not just for ourselves, but we do it for you who are the audience. We want to make an impact in our community with our friends, our family, and even with perfect strangers. So if you have a question or comment, we would certainly love to engage you in conversation and to actually access us online live. Just simply press 1 on your phone, and that will indicate to us that you want to chime in. And what we'll do is we'll call out the last 4 numbers of your telephone number and request that you state your name and state where you're from and insert your question or comment. And so tonight we're going to piggyback on last week's conversation. Last week we talked about the power of prayer. We talked about the significance of prayer, the benefits of it. And, we had a great conversation. Amira, who's a great friend of ours, blessed us with a rendition of her prayer, and we actually broke it down in segments with respect to the mechanics of prayer. And what we said that in most religious backgrounds, there's a structure to prayer, and the structure is honor and respect and acknowledging thing that is greater than you. Also expressing gratitude and appreciation and thanks to that entity or to that being that, is greater than you and that made things happen for you. And also beseeching, requesting, or asking for something, typically some guidance or for assistance, to move powerfully forward in your life. So again, Amira graced us with a great prayer last week, and we thank her. One of the things that she said that was powerful that we didn't get a chance to talk about that I like to talk about today is that she said that we actually often forget. And what she was saying is that we actually forget where we've come from where we've been and what our intentions are. And I thought that that was a great place to really start a discussion tonight, because one of the benefits of prayer is to actually remind us where we've come from, where we've been, and remind us where we ought to be going. And what I mean by that is that when you honor and respect something that's greater than you, you, in that moment, are reminding yourself and uttering to the world that there is something greater than you. You're paying homage, you're paying respect to that entity, that being, whatever you want to call it, whoever you want to call it. And you're expressing gratitude and thanks for the progress that you've made, the healing, that the grace and the mercy that you, your family, your heritage has experienced. And that's really powerful. That's something that we often take for granted. And the purpose of this conversation is that we actually begin to have that remembrance, such that it gives us power to move forward. And I'll just stop right there and let you go ahead and chime in, Water.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting that you're talking about a remembrance of where we've come from, because, I mean, that's a very, and that is pretty ethereal, because there's really, you know, I mean, that could be very, very disputable. You know, I have quite a few friends who are, you know, non-religious people, and they have the, you know, the sign of will that I need to see proof. So when you say where we've come from, what are you speaking of as far as, are you saying like where we come from before we enter this life?
No, what I'm speaking of is, for example, you know, us Black people in America, I mean, there have been various iterations of our lives, right? We come from kings and queens and great civilization, and then captured and put into captivity and endured slavery. And now here we are in America, and we have, you know, the very first African-American Black president. And that's something that, you know, we could be grateful for, that we have to remember, you know, the fight that we've had and all the grace and mercy that we've received to get to where we are right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah, there's plenty, you know, I mean, whether you're white or Black or Latin or, you know, I mean, Chinese or whatever you are, I mean, it's definitely the same thing. And, you know, just listening to Amira and some of the things that she said before, you know, she's very big on, and I guess really she was saying it last episode, is the ancestors, how that's our ancestry plays a very vital role in her beliefs and her spirituality. And I think really what I'm getting from what you're saying is you're alluding to, you know, that is linked to, it almost makes us who we are today. That's what I'm really hearing you say with that. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, let me see if I could put this in a more powerful package. What I'm actually getting at is that to live a powerful life, to be happy every day, it requires the components of prayer. It requires acknowledgement, honor, and respect to something that's greater than you. It requires you to appreciate, to express gratitude and thanks. And to live a powerful life, you have to remember all the stuff that you've endured, all the stuff that you've overcome. You cannot afford to forget that. Because as soon as you forget that, the swifter negativity is allowed to permeate your mind. Failure and conceding to circumstances in life permeates your mind. And again, this show was created to share with other people and to empower, you know, all of us. And what I'm getting at is that to live a powerful life requires you to express thanks and appreciate and to be happy and to feel happy and to remember there's something greater than you. And you need to, it requires a consistent daily habit of that remembrance. Because again, the soonest that you stop doing that, as Christians would say, that the devil stirs up in his playhouse.
Yeah, that's a pretty, I mean, I guess that's a pretty powerful, statement you're making there, because what you're saying, and what I'm getting from what you're saying is that, and if you don't, then there's, like, that's pretty much, that sounds like what you're saying is the only way for you to actually experience that, what you were considering that happiness on a daily basis. So, and, you know, me, I'm always looking at it from the basis of, you know, some of our listeners who may or may not, of course, there's different people out there in the world, so we're going to have just a different amount of listeners that just have different things going on. And I would say that, is that true, or is that just one way of going about it? That's the question
for
you, Glenn.
For me, I mean, it's clear as day, and it's not respective to any distinct tradition, any distinct religion, but it's really if you don't see clearly the beauty of this life, the magnificence of this life cannot actually be profitable, happy, and powerful moving forward in this life. For me, I don't see any way to actually be an achiever and to win. If you don't see the beauty of the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, if you don't see the beauty of sperm hitting an egg and creating 10 toes and 10 fingers and eyes and a circulatory system, a nervous system, if you don't see the beauty in the lilies and the roses, if you don't see the beauty of plants and trees, if you don't see the beauty of the evolution of a butterfly, insects, just the airplanes and air space travel and baseball and basketball and iPods and computers, then you actually, that fortifies your faith. That strengthens your confidence, your certainty, and allows you a capacity to live a great life and to do great feats. If you don't see that, if you don't perceive that, how is it that you can live a great life? Because the alternative is to see degradation and the ups and downs and the circles in life. And if you see that, if that permeates your mind, it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope to a slow death and unhappiness.
Yeah, I mean, I totally can hear your conviction and all that, man. I'm just looking at it from the devil's advocate's perspective, if you will, and just thinking, okay, so is that the it? I mean, can there be people who don't see that and still, live a life of happiness? Because that's a very unique, I got to be honest, man. If I was just to be completely naked about my daily life, I don't smell the roses and I don't see the beauty and the sun rising and the moon coming out at night and, the beauty of the crickets chirping and, the awesomeness of how this rain that's falling on my house, this water that may come from Brazil and traveled across the planet 3 days ago or something like that. Like, I just, in my daily life, I'm going through my daily life. Now, I do take time out of my life to appreciate things, but I have to say that I can't sit here and lie to say that I do that on any sort of a regular basis. And in all honesty, just hearing you talk about it, I do express gratitude for things, but not that way. And me personally, I consider myself living a happy life. And maybe you might say that I'm not truly happy, or maybe someone else may say that I'm not truly happy. But, I'd also like to hear what our listeners think about that, because that's an interesting statement that you're making. There's only one problem, listeners out there right now, and this is for our live listeners. I am the only one that's manning our control station in the studio here, and the internet is down. So if you have pressed 1 right now, just hold tight. I'm resetting my modem I've been trying to reset my modem, trying to get it back and run it. But just hold tight if you press 1, because we're going to get to you. As soon as I can get live net access back up and pull the studio back up. But when
go ahead.
What you got, man?
What I was going to say is that there are various levels to happiness, right? And I think that there is a correlation to that gratitude, that respect, that honor, and appreciation to an individual's capacity to move powerfully in their life. And what I'm saying, what I would argue is that as you increase your level of appreciation, that gratitude, honor, and respect, that thanks, the more that you see that life is actually positive and it's great and extraordinary, the more that you have to fortify yourself and strengthen yourself to move powerfully in your life. That's my argument. That's the premise of this conversation. What I'm saying is there's a great... There's great power in honor, respect of paying homage and really seeing the greatness in life. And I would say that your capacity to move forward powerfully in life is a function of your gratitude and appreciation.
Yeah, see, everything was good until that last part of your statement. Like, I'm just not necessarily seeing that, you know, a person has to have those things in order for them to actually, you know, have a fulfilled or happy life. Now, that's just my perspective. And, you know, I think that's the beauty of us actually having different elements to the actual, you know, to the show, as well as bringing listeners in, because everyone, you know, we are all unique and we all have different perspectives. I'm just not seeing how it almost seems like you're making that a requisite to, you know, like that's almost a requisite to have the
full
side of life.
Well, I would argue that to a particular extent you believe what I'm saying. And the reason why I would say that is because, you know, as a business person, you have to be very positive about how life is, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to close any deals.
Cut me off, so I didn't get to finish what I was saying, bro. But what I'm saying is that you're saying that it's a requisite here, like that it's an actual requisite for us to actually, you know, live that full, powerful life. And I'm not quite sure. I'm not saying that someone who's depressed and ready to blow their brains out may, you know, and they have no, and maybe we'll say that we'll even go even a step further and say that maybe they just don't believe in a higher power, you know, like you, because you were almost alluding to that as well. You know, I'm not so, you know, not someone that extreme, but if you take someone, I guess, in the gray area of that extreme, I'm not sure that they wouldn't see success in there or happiness, because I think that's what you were, you know, your main deal was. I'm not sure that they wouldn't see happiness. To me, it just seems like what you're trying to say is that it can fulfill your life, and it can make things more accessible to you. It almost opens up a whole new world to you. And yeah, I do, like, I'm seeing that, but I'm just not seeing that it's actually, like, required, almost. Like, you're making it sound like it's mandatory. And maybe for you on your own perspective, that's fine. But I'm just kind of thinking in terms of, like, all the different people that I know, all the different people that I've encountered, their takes on life, their viewpoints, maybe even, you know, their view on prayer and things like that, you know, like, taking all of that, as well as their view on gratitude and how they express gratitude, how they don't. You know, I'm just taking all that into account while I'm listening to what you're saying. And I'm saying everything to me, yeah, I do agree, but you're saying that the requisite thing, and, you know, I don't really think that it's, quote, happiness, unquote, because that's a subjective thing. Like, I'm not even sure if there's probably two people who could match up what happiness means, because it's all something that it's an intangible thing that we kind of have in our mind. We kind of have a mental movie or a visualization of what happiness may be. But or maybe we can almost feel it. But I'm not sure that two people could experience that. So it's almost kind of like we're having a conversation about something that's not even tangible. But what I do want to say is my internet is back up and running. Nobody's in the queue. So just press 1 if you want to join this conversation, because, you know, water has its perspective, wind has its perspective. We're not trying to get, you know, you guys necessarily to maybe even engage in this. You may have a question about what we're talking about, what we're saying. Either way, you just press 1 and we'll pull you up out of the queue and we'll put you on live with us. But does that make sense, Wind, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand exactly what you're saying. And what I was saying is there are various levels of happiness and satisfaction, contentment and fulfillment, right? And there's also various levels of success. And what I'm saying is that I don't think that you can find anyone in history that has a level of success a level of happiness that doesn't understand, honor, respect the power that's available in life, or the magnificence of life. Let's take John D. Rockefeller, for example. John D. Rockefeller, one of the most wealthy men in the world, right? He understood that there was something that was greater than him, and he honored and respected it, and it made him who he was. And I would dare to argue that any of the powerful men that you studied in the Industrial Revolution also had that same great honor and respect. Even in 2000, with the advent of the internet and computers, I would dare say that any of those people that participated in great inventions, you know, had a high level of respect and honor of life and man's capacity. And they knew that there was something that was greater than themselves, and they tapped into it and was able to actually create what they created.
Very well, maybe so. I don't know any I guess sides of the, you know, history of people who haven't. There have been some extremely successful people who've ended up committing suicide, you know, because they were very miserable. But as far as what their personal stories are, I don't really, I don't know them. I don't know the story that well enough to actually comment on that. But yeah, I mean, I really like where you're going with all that, because it really, you know, like, I'm kind of done with that side of my devil's advocacy. And just, I really like where you're going with it, because it really does, what you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, you have to, I mean, look, if you're going to be, like you said, in the business world, most of us are, you have to have a certain level of optimism, is the word I'm looking for. You have to just have that. Otherwise, you can't, especially as an entrepreneur, you have to have extreme optimism, because you're saying, I can go do it better than these people are doing it by myself. And, you know, so you have to have that. You have to have, you know, that positive, I guess really that forward-looking outcome to say, you know, this is actually, like, you feel that power. So, I mean, I totally like where you're going with it. And, you know, I would just say that you're right, that it does make all of that much more accessible. Like, it makes it much more accessible when you actually feel that, because I know in myself, me actually being an entrepreneur, when I feel that connection, when I feel like, you know, like I referenced the book, The Alchemist, quite a bit, but when I feel like the entire universe is conspiring together to help me accomplish my dream, when I feel that way, then I feel much more powerful. And it's almost as if certain things start to happen without me even realizing that they're happening. So we were going, like, we went over the definition of prayer, and part of prayer was to, you know, ask for something, and I guess the other part was kind of to some sort of more powerful whatever, being, entity, whatever you want to make, you know, whatever you want to kind of call it, reference it. And so when I do feel that gratitude for when, you know, things are kind of just starting to move, nudge, or maybe explode for me, like, you know, and I really truly feel that, then I do feel much more powerful. And it's almost as if that actually sparks more things to happen for me. So, I mean, I totally like where you're going with what you're saying, because I've experienced that in my own life very powerfully. It's just that I haven't gotten that granular with it to where it's just like, at times, you know, I'm very thankful for, you know, like having 10 toes and, you know, two arms and two legs and things like that, the ability to walk and stuff like that. But I just haven't gotten that granular with it on a regular basis, consistent. I think for me personally, you know, if I could bring it back just to the personal aspect of things, you know, I would say that that's what I like about what you're saying, that I can see that's missing from my own life, is that taking that time out of my, quote, busy day, unquote, is not something that's been a priority, because I have the time. I mean, we have time for any and everything that we want. It's just that I haven't made time for that.
Right, and that's my argument, is that we actually, you know, are intentional and take the time to become granular and to be focused and to make that a habit, then I think that we would live more powerful lives. And let me just give you an example. In the Bible, talked about the Israelites, how they were in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And pretty much they ran into circles, right? They would be forgetful every time that God would do something for them. And then as soon as the heat came on, they would murmur and complain. As soon as they actually stopped doing that, then they got free. Thomas Edison, you know, said that he didn't fail 10,000 times. He actually had 10,000 lessons. That enabled him to understand, or at least to grasp the power of electricity. Amir, we're talking about ancestors and honor and respect of them. You know, Delta Airlines and American Airlines, they look at what the Wright brothers did, and that fortifies them, that gives them strength to create something that's even more powerful than the Wright brothers. So what I'm getting at is that the lessons that we've had, we have to remember them. The experiences that we've had, we have to remember them, because it actually strengthens us. It builds our faith and builds our confidence to move powerfully forward in all the endeavors that we have. That's just simply my argument. I hope that made sense.
Absolutely. Made good sense, man. So I think really, you know, what I would say is, so how can we give people who are listening, how can we actually give them something that they can actually take away into their lives and utilize, as far as the power of what you're talking about, power of prayer, in the context of the way you're describing it right now?
Say that one more time.
Okay, so let me say it better. Just looking for practical things that we can give people in exactly what you're saying, you know, practical ways that people can take this, utilize this.
Just remember all the times that you had hard times, and remember that you endured it, you survived it, you, despite all odds, you thrived, and thank God, or thank whatever entity or the universe, whomever, that you did. And remember that if you got through that, then you could do all things. You could do anything. It's really as simple as that. It's really about remembering your sojourn, remembering your experience, and knowing that despite all odds, you've made it through. Somehow, some miracle happened. Somebody was supporting you. Somebody loved you. Somebody provided you grace. Somebody provided you mercy. Somebody let you free. Somebody enabled you to get where you are. Life is not all bad. Just open up your eyes and, you know, look in your house. Look at your kids. Look at the books that you have. Look at the car that you drive. Look, just think about how magnificent it is for us to be living in 2015 with such magnificent cars, how intricate they are. And how thousands of people drive upon the expressways and the roadways every day. And there's a small percentage of accidents despite how foolish we drive. Think about the heating and air that you enjoy when you're in the office or when you're at home. Think about how magnificent it is to have tradesmen to have built an air conditioning unit, a heating unit, so intricate that it provides you warmth in the wintertime and coolness in the summer. Think about the engineers, the ingenuity that man has bestowed to create a computer or to create the airline system. Think about the engineers that broke down mountains to create these roadways that we drive on. Think about the creativity that it took to make that beautiful dress or to make that sharp suit that you wear every day. Think about DVDs and how you can see this plastic, but yet you can't see the imprint that it has to allow you to actually visually see a movie. All these things that we take for granted, but it's truly miraculous the things that we've created in this lifetime and past life. If you really think about it, again, life is so grand, life is so beautiful. It's amazing. Think about the plumbing. Think about how water comes from the ground and goes up hundreds of stories with full pressure, and that it's heated for warm showers and warm baths. Think about your modern-day plumbing system. You don't have to go to an outhouse. I mean, I can go on and on about the magnificence of life, but I think you guys could really get it when I express it. At least I hope that you do, but it's really simple. Just take a look around. See the things that you have been missing. See the things that you've been taking for granted. These things are not just trivial things. I mean, we take it lightly because they're so accessible to us, and we expect these things, right? We expect innovation. We expect technology. But not only should we expect it, my thesis is that we ought to respect it and honor it and thank and be thankful and grateful. And the more that we honor and appreciate, the more the things will happen to us. I think Irv said something last week about reciprocity. It's like the Bible says, you reap what you sow. If you're thankful, the more things will attract to you. We've been talking about the law of attraction. The more that you're grateful for things, the more things will come to you. And if you're thankful and appreciative, it actually, you know, again, makes you feel good that you've accomplished all these things. Look at all the things that you've accomplished despite the odds. You graduated from college. You graduated from high school. You graduated from school. You've had children. Your children are successful. They're healthy. They have 10 toes. They got 10 fingers. They got 2 eyes. They have the capacity to think. Now, they might not be the best. They might not be what you want them to be. But they still had a capacity to be better than what they are. And they're okay.
Yeah, so that's a good place to segue into a caller that we have in a queue. Caller. That's okay with you, Wynn. Go ahead and grab them.
Go ahead.
So call the last 4 digits, 6522. State your name, where you're calling from. You are live on the air.
Good evening, guys. This is Grace, and I just wanted to thank you guys for having this show and this platform. I had the privilege of being on the show for the first time last week and heard Amira's prayer. And I just wanted to share a couple of things. The question was just asked about practical things that you guys can share with the audience. But I just want to share that through being on the call last week and hearing Amira's prayer about giving homage to our ancestors and so forth, in thinking about that throughout the week, I came across certain situations where that was brought back to my remembrance, and I realized that the more I meditated on it, I felt very empowered that when I thought about what our ancestors have done and have accomplished, and even, you know, our parents and so forth, and taking it back even further generations, it's hard to accept mediocrity to a certain degree. I started challenging myself more as a result of it. And I even had an experience, I'll share briefly, when I was at the car wash and, you know, ladies were there with their kids in the car cleaning and so forth, and a young man pulled up and he had his music blasting, nigga this, nigga that, and everything like that. And I thought about our call and I was like, you know, the more cognizant we are about giving homage to our ancestors and thinking about them and the struggle they went through and all they accomplished for us to be in the position we are, we really do take a lot for granted. And I personally am more aware of that, and it's certain things that I think I tolerated with me or my son, you know, it's not okay. And we do need to remember that, because it is very empowering when we do show respect for the struggle and the accomplishments of what our ancestors have done. And if I could relate it back to the Bible, you know, even in my prayer, I had gotten away from it a bit of thinking about what Jesus did for us, in that same regards to being thankful and keeping myself in remembrance of what was done for me to be in this place here. And am I truly maximizing the life and the opportunity that I have because of what Jesus did? So I started putting myself more in remembrance of that through verbally, you know, thanking Jesus for what he did on the cross and all he endured and what it allowed me to have now. And it's really building my confidence and giving me that strength to move forward and not settle for mediocrity, as I have been, and hopefully break me out of that place of stagnation that I was in. And so I just want to say thank you guys for the conversation. And just through the conversation, know that you are helping the listeners out there. And the more we talk about gratitude and things in life that we take for granted, but the more we're aware of it and the more we acknowledge it, the less we focus in on what's not exactly perfect, less I focus in on what's not exactly perfect, And I think in doing so on a continuous basis, those things will work itself out. So I just wanted to say thank you guys for this platform and the conversations and allowing me to be a part of it. So awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Grace. We appreciate your comments and I mean your insight, because as we always say, we do this show for you guys, you know, just to, because we have our own discussions like this, but what we found is that we were the only people having these conversations with each other as the elements, and we couldn't necessarily have them to this extent as we can have them with our family and friends, our close circles. So we thought we'd just bring it, you know, to people who we could actually just kind of, you know, bring it out and just find people who we could connect with and, you know, have a conversation with. So glad that you actually are getting something from it. And, you know, we appreciate you actually, you know, dialing in and coming on air to just share what you shared, because it really is, you know, I know that at the beginning of the show I was giving Wend a little hard time there, but I wanted to kind of, you know, look at both sides of the coin on the gratitude. But the gratitude is very, very, it's huge. Like you said, great. So I appreciate you just reiterating that point.
Yeah, I mean, if our kids, you know, despite the issues with the public schools, really appreciate a free education like other children over the world, and really remembered, you know, and knew about Dr. King and Malcolm X and Du Bois and, you know, Julian and Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman and Mary McLeod Bethune. If we knew about Ben Carson, if we knew about what Obama really had to endure to get to where he is, then we would have a greater appreciation and a greater sense of what we need to do for ourselves. We wouldn't be, as Grace said, mediocre. We wouldn't be in such a predicament that we're in right now. And again, what my thesis is that if we begin to remember and pay homage and honor and respect and be grateful and thankful, then we'll be out of the situation that we're currently in.
I mean, it really is a sign of the times, and you know, it's just a different culture these days. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that everything happens in cycles. So you have to go through daytime to notice that it's nighttime, you know, and vice versa. You have to go through winter to notice that it's summer. And so everything happens in cycles and phases. And I honestly think that our culture is just, we've gotten very far and distant away from ancestry, because kind of what Amira was talking about last week, there's different forms of spirituality that give reverence to ancestors. And over the course, if you study history and you study the evolution of other, we'll call them spiritual systems, or, you know, we don't really want to use the word religion, but if you look at other spiritual systems, ancestry has played a major part in a lot of it. But for some reason here in the West, especially in America, you rarely hear about people acknowledging their ancestry or where we come from, whether it be as a, you know, collective, or whether it's their own family tree type ancestry. I think that, you know, it's just one of those things to where maybe there's a shift happening right now and we're not even aware of it. I think that conversations like this help to facilitate and move that forward, because, you know, it's obvious that it's obvious there's a benefit from it. It's just that whether the culture can shift to begin to acknowledge those things so that you can actually utilize them in a way that gives you that remembrance, as well as, you know, you have that gratitude.
So, you know, I didn't intend to make it this a heavy conversation because, you know, I really wanted it to be light because, you know, again, my thing is that, you know, just appreciate the things around you, appreciate what you have, and I promise that if you remind yourself about how great life is, then you'll actually feel good. And when you feel good, you have the capacity to actually do something that's good, do something that's beyond the scope of your mind and really soar great heights. So, again, this conversation ought not be heavy. This is a light conversation. And I'm hoping that the audience and those that participate decide to take this on and make this a daily habit. And I promise that the things in your life will turn around. You change your mind, you change your life.
And, you know, it just goes back to kind of what Grace was, what she said, is that, you know, it brings us to a life of mediocrity. And mediocrity may be for some people. Maybe for a lot of people. I don't know. It's just mediocrity is not for me. I really have a affinity towards greatness. And going back to what we were talking about appreciation and gratitude, I rarely have anything. I rarely become a hater on greatness. You know, there might be people who hate LeBron James or hate Floyd Mayweather because of his, you know, he's cocky or whatever. They may hate Donald Trump because of his personality. They may hate, you know, just all kind of people, you know, or things, you know, but companies, like, may hate Walmart because of this or that or whatever. But for me, you know, I always sit in awe and amazement when I see people rise to that level, or companies rise to that level, or, I mean, hell, even, you know, couples who have been together for 50 years, you know, whatever it is, you know, have been married for 50 years, whatever it is, you know, like, I always find myself as one of the only people who's not hating on greatness, you know, in whatever capacity that it shows up, because I'm always in amazement at the, you know, the level, like, what, I guess, how they had to get away from what was the norm in order to get to that level. So it really kind of, you know, when she was saying the mediocrity thing, I was like, yeah, you know, that really, it really does kind of serve, function as a breeding ground for mediocrity whenever we don't really, you know, we kind of going back to what you were saying originally, when you don't really, I guess, have that appreciation for the greater, like, the things that are just greater than us, and you can't see life from that perspective. You know, bringing the conversation full circle, I guess, back to the beginning of what you were saying. You know, when you can't see those things, then it really does put blinders on you. It really truly does.
Yeah, and those blinders could be, you know, actually serve as a detriment and a source of deterioration of your life experience. Because if you don't have anything to be grateful for, to appreciate, and if you don't see the wonder in life, you begin to see downside of life. And if
right.
if that permeates your mind, then it's going to reflect in your life. And if that reflects in your life, then, I mean, what good is it? I mean, that's why people become suicidal. Because what's the use of it? If there's no meaning, if there's no greatness to life, then what's the use of life?
What is
you don't see any pathway to to winning or achieving or overcoming. You don't see a pathway to experience happiness and joy and really enjoy your life and have fulfillment and satisfaction.
So we got 5 minutes left in the show, everyone. Wynn, what do you want to leave everyone with going, I guess, closing and wrapping up this conversation?
What I want to leave people with is just simply take a look around. Stop right where you are right now and just simply take a look around. Take a look around at your sink and how you can just simply turn a handle and water flows. Because a lot of people don't have that. Take a look around at your toilet and flush it. A lot of people don't have that. Open up your computer. Look at your phone. A lot of people don't have that. Take a look at your bookshelf and your car. A lot of people don't have that. Take a look at your bed and the clothes in your closet. A lot of people don't have that. Turn on your air because it's 90 degrees outside. Know that a lot of people don't have that. Open your refrigerator and get some water, juice, or food. There's somebody in the world that doesn't have that. Take a look around and begin to appreciate and thank God or whomever and really make that a daily practice, because life is not that bad. Life is actually great. Go outside and look at the sun, the moon, and the stars tonight. Go outside one day and go into the grass and rub your hands in the grass. Look at the beautiful flowers. Just take a look around.
And this is water, and I'd like to say, just to add on to what Wynn is saying, you know, another way to really get the gravity of gratitude is to possibly go volunteer. I mean, you can volunteer at hospice and you can actually, you know, see how precious life really is. You can go volunteer with homeless people and you can see how good you really have it. You know, you can, I guess you can take it to another level. You can go volunteer abroad and you can really see even much more how good we have it. So yeah, I would say just to, you know, that always gives me a new level of gratitude when I actually volunteer, or if I just, you know, help someone who's homeless, give them, you know, some money, which I do, because I don't have judgment on them being homeless, whatever. You just see some of the gratitude that somebody has over $1 or $5. You know, it's just pretty amazing. So I would just like to say, you know, we really appreciate everyone listening. All of the listeners who call in, you know, we appreciate your participation as well. Go check us out on Facebook. Tell a couple of people, tell at least two friends about the show. If it has an impact on you, just tell them about it so they can come listen, because we want to get this spread out to as many people as possible. To spread the word and try to where we can all just grow and learn together, because we don't have the answers as elements. We do this almost as a way for us to continue to learn. It's really the reason we do it. We don't do it because we have all the answers. So, you know, we love to just fellowship with other people, have conversations like this, because this is where the true power, the true beauty of life is. So check us out again next Sunday, same place, same time. Wayne, you got any closing comments you want for people?
Just practically speaking, this is how I start my day. Thank you, Father, for my safety and protection to and fro. Wherever I go, land, water, or air. I thank you, Father, for the conversations and the difference that I make with other people. And in turn, the difference they make with me. I thank you, Father, for happiness and joy and laughter. I thank you, Father, for friends and family. I thank you, Father, for strangers. I thank you, Father, for money, homes, and friendships in all walks of life, all around the world. I thank you, Father, for rest and peace of mind. I thank you, Father, for travel and vacation. I thank you, Father, for eloquence and intelligence and the capacity to innovate and create. Big and small, I thank you, Father, for it all.
Four Elements. We'll see you all next week.